the reverence that one should have for a master is rather like a small reflection of the reverence that you should have for God, in that the master is nearer to God than you are. So what you are doing is not worshipping the master, but worshipping God through that master. And that's where so many people make the mistake. And it is a mistake. The man himself or the woman herself is like a light carrying a torch. And that torch comes from the essence. Only that torch is more demonstrable by the master, because he is a master, than by you. And that is why you should have the greatest possible reverence. You should show your love for God, for the law, through that person. Not because of the person, but because he or she is carrying a light to guide you into the position they are, and even probably beyond. All these things gradually do create this mystic envelope. And it's within that mystical envelope that the miracles do take place. They can't take place unless it's there. I know. From many, many years of experience, I have seen many miracles, and I've done some, as many of you know. But done them always while enshrouded with this, an envelope of mysticism, spiritual envelope of power, where the essence, not the thing you see here, but the essence is manifesting outwards from that point. And it must have a point from which to travel. And that point must be right in certain ways, must be on the say on the right frequency, or else the power cannot travel out and come back in manifestation of the miracle or another. And this is the great secret. It is the great secret. It is the great secret. It's the secret during which creation takes place. Whether it be the creation of a thought or an idea, or whether it be the creation of a work of art, or whether it be the creation of a work of prose, it takes place from this point when conditions are right, even though people may not realize it.